Welcome back to Here and Now. In preparing our next segment, we realized we've used the word iconic too much because we have nothing left to describe the unique life of Tony Bennett.
Just in time, I found you just in time. She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet were her eyes. She never bothers with people she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp. I left my heart in San Francisco. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine.
He started performing in 1950. At 86, he still is performing with stars a fraction his age, like Lady Gaga and on his new CD, Mark Anthony. In just one page of his new memoir, one page, he reminisces about close friendships with Amy Winehouse, Judy Garland, Dinah Washington, and Bill Evans, and he doesn't sound like he's bragging. He's also an accomplished artist who compares a Rembrandt sketch to a fine jazz performance, both in the moment, zen-like. Tony Bennett was a kid from Astoria, Queens, who grew up learning from the jazz gods and then befriending them. He shares what they taught him in his terrific new memoir, Life is a Gift, The Zen of Bennett. And we want to spend a few minutes today picking his brain. He joins us from the studios of NPR New York. Tony Bennett, welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
Most artists don't get discovered. It's astonishing how many times you've been rediscovered.
Well, you're right. You know, I'm addicted to the Great American Songbook. The contemporary producers today, they consider that old music. It's not old. It's great music. No country in the world has ever produced so many beautiful popular songs. They'll never die. Those songs will never die. They were the best. It was a renaissance period in the United States that people don't realize that it'll never happen again.
In fact, you were on a radio show when you were much younger when that phrase of the American Songbook was coined. Can you just pick one song that you sing that you think is part of that legacy?
All the Things You Are is beautiful, you know. It's Jerome Kern's song, and it's magnificent.
You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are.
I love the story, Tony Bennett, that you tell about Mitch Miller. Now, he hosted the Sunday Night Sing Along with Mitch show, but he also was the head of talent at Columbia when you were on that label. You butted heads with him a lot. Mitch Miller wanted you to sing Hank Williams' Cold, Cold Heart, and you didn't think you could.
Right, because it was a country song, and I live in New York City, so I wouldn't know how to do it. But it ended up that I was wrong about that.
And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrop start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
I must tell you about Mitch Miller that toward the end of his life, he spoke to my son who manages me, and he said, you know, he said, for years I worked like crazy to try and tell Tony to stop singing jazz. And he said, was I wrong? He said, he's one of the finest jazz singers now. Many years later, I was wrong telling him not to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, so there was that head-butting early on. He also wanted you to sing Because of You, I think, was another one.
No, that was Percy Faith gave me that song.
Oh, tell us about that. That was when you were at Columbia and, you know, you were hanging on at this point. You didn't have that big breakthrough hit, and conductor Percy Faith said to you, you got to have a hit.
He said, this is the last date you're going to do it. If you don't do it on this date, we're going to have to drop you from Columbia. In those days, we did four songs in 3.5 hours with a huge, wonderful orchestra. And Percy was a great orchestrator. And we had 2 or 3 hits. We had a Blue Velvet and I Won't Cry Anymore. And Because of You, all on that one record date.
Because of you, my romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say are mine forever and never to part. I only live.
When we hear your story, it really is sort of a history of modern singing in America. You come across all the greats. You are, of course, one of them. But along the way, you know, it's just amazing how many people gave you advice. And at one point, you say Frank Sinatra changed your life, not just by giving you advice, but by talking about you early on, before you were a superstar.
That's right. I was in Britain, and I got a phone call from my son. He said, "Where did you find out what Frank Sinatra said about you in Look magazine?" I said, "What is it?" He said, "Well, we won't tell you till you get back to the United States." I said, "Come on, don't do that to me. What did he say?" And he said, "For my money, Tony Bennett was the best singer that he ever heard, and he puts more into it than is usually done." And it made all of his fans come to see me. And ever since then, I've been sold out all over the world.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last?
Well, as we said, Frank Sinatra gave your career a jump start, but also gave you advice. We're listening to Tony Bennett's version of How Do You Keep the Music Playing? And in his new memoir, he tells the story of sitting in the audience watching Frank Sinatra sing this song. When Frank finishes, he says to Tony — I can't believe, by the way, I'm calling them by their first name — he says, "Hey, Tony, you should sing this song." And he did, and we're glad. Tony Bennett's memoir is Life is a Gift, The Zen of Bennett. It's amazing how many people helped him along the way. Cary Grant told him to paint. Judy Garland told him, "Don't be afraid to do crowd pleasers." Now, of course, he's helping future generations with his duet CDs. But when he couldn't help, of course, Amy Winehouse. More on that in 1 minute, as we just spend some time with Tony Bennett, here and now.
And if we know we're always changing.
Welcome back to our conversation with Tony Bennett, whose new CD, Viva Duets, features Latin artists like Christina Aguilera.
I'm stepping out with my baby. Can't go wrong because I'm in ride. Ask me, when will that day be?
Big day, maybe tonight.
His new memoir is Life is a Gift, and all the stories. As a young man, he was on the front lines in World War II, close enough to hear the Germans, but he also saw Bob Hope. Then later, Pearl Bailey brings him to sing for Bob Hope, who says, "Well, I was tired of Bing anyway," meaning Bing Crosby. Pietro D'Andrea taught him the art of bel canto, beautiful singing. But Tony, tell us how you developed your style. You say as a young returning GI, you met a teacher on New York's famed 57th Street.
A lady called Mimi Spear. And she said, "Don't imitate another singer because you'll sound like one of the crowd. Learn phrasing from musicians." So on that street, I saw Stan Getz, and he had this wonderful tenor sound to his saxophone. And Art Tatum was the first one to step away from just playing dance music for everybody, and he would make a dramatic performance out of popular songs and make it very interesting to listen to. And I took those two styles, and that's how I got my style. But the main thing is I just stayed myself, because when you stay yourself, you're different than anybody.
From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be flying high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on.
Who told you never start with a closer?
That was Count Basie. It takes years to learn how to perform properly, and I was so enthusiastic about knocking the audience out that I picked the fastest and hottest number that I could think of And I'd feel so unhappy because the audience didn't react. And he was the one, I said, what should I do, bass? And he said, well, you can't start with a closer. I said, what do you mean? He said, you take a song that you introduced like Just in Time. Just start that way. That's where the people are at when they finally just come into the tempo is da 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 ba 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 do 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 da do da. He said, just a nice, relaxed tempo, and then save that fast number for the last thing you're going to do when you're leaving the stage. And it turned me right around, and it changed my performance completely.
The losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed. Nowhere to go.
Benny Goodman teaches you how to work a microphone. How so? What did he say?
He said, don't just keep it right up to your mouth, you know, just create nuance with it. Be a little emphatic, come in closer, and when you're just singing normally, pull it away 6 inches, and it's a great lesson.
Yeah.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
Maybe the story's been told before, but I didn't know that the song I Left My Heart in San Francisco almost didn't get recorded because George Corey and Douglas Cross gave the music to your accompanist. This is Ralph Sharon. He put it in a drawer, right? He forgot about it.
Exactly. But I was in Little Rock, Arkansas, and we were on our way to San Francisco for the first time. And Ralph just saw San Francisco. He said, why don't we do this number? It might connect with the audience. And the bartender was listening to us rehearse it in Little Rock, Arkansas, and he said, I don't want to interrupt your rehearsal, he said, but if you record that song, I'm going to be the first one to buy it. And that was the first tip-off that we might have something there.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
You say in your memoir that you do get asked a lot, do you ever get sick of singing these songs? I mean, it's been decades. You don't.
No. I said, do you get tired of making love?
That's what it feels like when you get to sing a song like that. Is it making love to the song or the
absolutely.
Audience?
Yeah. Well, the city is that magnificent. The people are. It's such a creative city. You know, it's filled up with all artistic artists that are just creating and creating. I love it.
The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care. My love waits there in San Francisco.
There's a gentle, very kind of a sad chapter in your book, these good souls that you got to know and sing with, and that incomparable thing that happens when you perform with someone, and they don't make it. Judy Garland, Bill Evans, you know, piano player, Amy Winehouse.
You know I'm yours, but just a taking.
You're very candid. You had a brief period where you used some drugs and had a low period in your life. And then someone told you this, don't sin against your talent.
Well, it changed my life. You know, that one sentence, you have to be good to yourself. You can't destroy your mechanisms, you know, that make it work.
Yeah. And your thoughts on, I mean, someone like an Amy Winehouse, who you knew. You said to a radio station before she died, I got to talk to her because you thought something was going to happen. What's it like to see that? I mean, again, or a Judy Garland or Bill Evans.
Well, Bill hated that he had a habit. He said, I wish the first person that stuck a needle in my arm, I should have belted them and stopped them from doing it.
Yeah.
He said, it's the worst thing that ever happened to me. And he was a complete genius at the piano. Every jazz musician I've ever met are all inspired by Bill Evans and how he played.
The days of wine and roses laugh and run away like a child at play through.
Why do you think, you sort of had this pinch me feeling to your memoir, you know, why do you think you are where you are, you have this life that you have?
Well, Anita O'Day, when she met me, she said, hello, Mr. Lucky. And she was right. I'm very lucky that all this has happened to me. I've never worked a day in my life because I get up and, boy, I can't wait to paint and or study music, keep learning. I just love it.
Well, we would say to anyone who wants to be a performer in any way, the teaching could come from your new memoir. It's again called Life is a Gift, The Zen of Bennett by Tony Bennett. Thank you so much for talking to us about it.
Robin, thank you very much.
I can die now.
I love you.
Thank you. Take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You silly so-and-so, with all your dough, are you having any fun? What are you getting out of living? What good is what you've got if you're not having any fun?
A little from the new Viva Duets CD from Tony Bennett. Fantastic. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again. Here and Now.
After the honey's in the cold. Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.